Well, good morning, everybody. That was cracking me up, the clapping that was going on. Of course, I'm over there looking at Mel like, all right, man, Mel, I know she knows what's on beat. I'm getting confused myself over here, so praise God. Well, I have to tell you, I mean, first of all, I mean, Rick and Sue coming down, I mean, praise God, it's been a huge blessing. I've enjoyed it a lot. I don't want them to leave, quite frankly. But the Lord's will be done. You know, and I'm just grateful that they have came down and spent some time with us. But one of the scriptures that came to mind this morning that I was thinking about is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." It says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say be strong in thyself, what you're able to do, what any of those things. No, it says be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, with Rick being down, one of the things that I remember about staying over there at Rick's place, which some people don't remember. But staying over at Rick's place, I remember I was out and I was doing my own thing and I was in Florida and I had let the enemy have reign in my life. It beat me up, spit me out, kind of leave me on the side of the road there. And I remember calling Rick up and saying, man, I'm in a bad place. Okay. Well, come on down. If you want to come on down and stay with me for a bit, you're more than welcome to. So I remember, I think it was even just that morning, I jumped in my car, packed up what little I had and a little Mazda and drove down to his place. And I think I got there pretty late. I woke up first thing in the morning and Rick's like, all right, we got projects to do, you know, I mean, right off the rip. And then I was like, oh, boy, can I have some coffee? And he goes, hold on, let's wait. Let's stop right now. Just stop. And he grabs me this white, dry eraser board. And he says, write down all of your sins. Write them all down on this this board right here. And I'm thinking, how many do you have? I mean, because quite frankly, I don't know if this is big. So then I ask him, I remember asking him, so everything, well, just you can generalize. It's fine, Phil. Don't worry about it. So I start writing this, all these things down. And, I thought, quite frankly, he was going to take a look at it. Wrote them down and goes, so are you done? Said, with what I know, I'm done, yes. And, you know, he throws me an eraser and says, erase them. And I erase them. And he says, that's what the blood of Christ did for you. So you have a fresh start here. So let's get up and get some work done. And I say this from the standpoint is because, look, folks, I don't care where you've been, what you've done, how far you've swerved aside or away from. I don't care, and neither does the Lord. His grace is big enough to cover you. Your sin, your whatever it is not bigger than His grace. It is not. I don't care. And there's nothing. When being strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, if the Lord doesn't hold you to it, if the Lord has washed that away, who can come against that? Look, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to hold those things which were against you. And the biggest thing, I do say Satan himself does this, but you know another one that does this? Is our own selves that does this. And what happens in the midst of that and doing that, look, it keeps you back from going forward in the fullness of what He has for you. Look, I thank God for Rick to show me that and all these things, but the one who paid the price for me was Jesus up there on that cross. When He suffered and He was beat, He paid the price for my sin and your sin as well, if you will have it. If you will have it. See, that's the thing that happens. I know I went to John 3 or 4 last week. But a lot of times, there's that handout. Look, the Lord is a gentleman. He has His hand out and saying, here's this grace, here's this mercy for you. You can have it, but so many people walk away from it because they're absolutely in their self-justification saying, I don't need it. I got this. I don't need that. And you don't literally wrap your hands around that grace that He has. Now, being strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, that is something that has been a freeing thing. Brad, you were talking about this morning and the things that, man, I am doing pretty well. And then things go pretty south, pretty quick. The thing that you forgot was that you started looking at yourself as you were doing something great and started forgetting that it was Jesus Christ, that it was Him that was doing something great within you and at your workplace. But as soon as that, it's actually a grace to you that things were kind of going sideways because it got you to bring yourself back to put your eyes on Him. And when you put your eyes back on Him, it wasn't like you got up, you felt any better on any of these things. No, you went up, you said a prayer, you stepped out in the faith and trusting in Him and being strong in that grace because, you know, within yourself you had nothing and you could do nothing about. Nothing about. And what happened was His grace was yet manifested to you, and not just to you only, but those that were around you in that situation. And see, it's in that place where you can sit there and have the opportunity to preach that grace unto the others. Because Jesus Christ, as I said, He paid the price for my sin. Well, He just didn't pay the price for just my sin, but for the sins of the whole world. And for others that are out there. And if we have tasted of that grace, if we have touched that it was good, then it's something that we yet can share with others who need it. Quite frankly, everyone needs it. Everyone needs it. Some just might not realize they need it. But that's okay as well. Look, but being strong in that grace, I don't know how many situations, how many times in my life where I've have run up to situations where I have no idea what I'm doing. I mean, the task is way too big for me. And I am absolutely the wrong person for the job. And I have no idea, no clue. But yet when I look at Him, look, He's well able, is He not? He knows what He's doing, does He not? The only wise God, Jesus Christ. So what do? I trust in that, and I be strong in that. That's where I stand. Not in myself, because if I stand in myself, surely doom is upon me. But if I stand in Him, I stand in victory. I stand in victory. And what happens when I step out in these things and the challenges that are before me to step out in Him, He does that abundantly above that I can ask or think. And I sit back in awe and say, praise You, Lord. And it's just a testimony rippling out of what the Lord's able to do, not what I'm able to do. Because that's the thing that saves, is Him and what He's able. And in His grace, that's what's able to save. I mean, if you look just in the Old Testament of the children of Israel, and you see how many times that it was evidently the hand of God and not the strength of Israel, the people in Israel, that when victory came about, we have countless of times of, well, I mean, let's take... I use this one a lot, quite frankly, but I really do like it. Do a word fast and shout at the walls when the trumpet is sound around the walls of Jericho. What do? They shouted at the walls. Now, in the natural sense, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, no, we need to get grappling hooks, man. We got to throw spears over, bows and arrows over the gate. There, it doesn't make any sense shouting. When did shouting ever get anything really accomplished? Physically. I mean, you don't see the American troops going to Iraq and going, we're going to shout at you. No, you don't see that, okay? No, it's like bombs and guns and missiles dropping and all kinds of things. But no, what they did, what the Lord told them to do, was to shout at those walls. And when He shouted at those walls, the walls came tumbling down. So what I see just in my own life is that same example coming over upon again and again and again. And I know what is evident and what is evident to me and what is evident to others that would see it is that it wasn't by the strength of my hand. It wasn't by my ability for these to come. It wasn't by any of those things. No, it was by the grace of Jesus Christ and His strength and what He's able to do. And see, that's where we stand in. That is what we'd be strong in. And if you've gone astray, you've walked away from it, and you think you've gone too far where the Lord can't forgive you, that is baloney, folks. That is a lie straight from the pits of hell. Because if you're here, you're breathing, you're hearing this, you can yet turn unto Him. His grace is big enough. Abundant. His what? Mercy everlasting. So I encourage you, folks. Make a choice. Get honest with yourself. Get in your closet. Get honest with the Lord. And don't waste the gift of grace that He's given you. I'm done.